Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. All right, so welcome. We are back for episode 5.
Episode 5.
I am Jen.
That was my official music for episode 5. Did you like that?
It was great.
Episode 5. You're welcome. I wrote that myself.
Thank you. So, as you know, we are Upcycle Canada, because that's who you're listening to right now. How to choose the right name for your business. That's what we are going to be talking about today and why that's important.
So yeah.
One of the things we like to share is a quote.
So in the words of Britney Spears, hit me, baby, one more time.
Okay.
Let's do the quote, Jen.
Let's do the quote. So whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right, by Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
So let's repeat
that. Do that again.
Whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right.
Thank you, Mr. Ford.
Thank you. So that's pretty cool. For us, our name is Upcycle Canada. I know we touched on it briefly in a previous podcast. But like you'd mentioned yourself, if you'd only been able to talk to yourself then when we decided on our name, Upcycle Canada.
I mention it all the time, but I listen to podcasts where I work. And one of the experts that I listen to recently just had a podcast about naming your business. And as he's talking, I'm thinking back to when we started back in 2014.
Right.
And how we just kind of came across this name on our own.
I know.
Without any direction or anybody, any experts guiding us. And we came up with Upcycle Canada. This expert I was listening to recently was talking about, for example, pick a name for your business that doesn't limit you to a geographical area.
Exactly.
So if you are Toronto Pizza, or, I don't know, Newfoundland
car rentals.
Car rentals.
Yeah.
Right. You are, if you use a name specific to a certain area, you are then stuck
pretty
in that area.
Committed.
You can't go past that area.
No.
Right. You kind of,
you're limiting,
created your own boundary.
Yes.
I guess around yourself.
Because you're city focused or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
which is fine.
It's great to be community minded, but at the same time, it's nice to be able to reach the entire country.
Yeah.
Really.
And then, so that's one thing, but also then don't limit yourself by what your name states.
True.
So if you are a plumber,
right,
but you want to branch out and do something else on top of it,
like renovations or something,
then
or
you're going to have this weird name where it's Jen's Plumbing and Security Alarm Installations. Like, that doesn't sound, that doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
No.
How do you put that on the
side? So maybe
of your truck?
Jen's Home Services.
There you go. Much better.
Now you have this wide open thing where you can kind of move around and do different things, but it's all centered around home services.
Right. Which can include.
Can include, yeah.
Your plumbing or your pets or whatever else. Yeah, you're interested.
So the one thing they were suggesting on this recent podcast I was talking to about earlier is to say the name out loud.
Hmm.
And just, what does it sound like?
Right.
Have other people say it to you. Just keep saying it.
It's like, and when you name your child, how does it sound when you yell their name out loud?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's the same kind of concept, you know.
So that's like they have the one person who named their German Shepherd Shark and then went to the beach. They're trying to call their dog back. Shark! Shark! Right? And that didn't go over well.
No, I guess.
No. So you got to think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there could be consequences.
Right? Yeah. So be careful.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So you got to kind of think ahead with these things.
Yeah.
So some of the things I've been thinking about, just kind of going through again, talking about this podcast and some of the learnings that he was talking about. Again, find something that's doesn't have geographical boundaries.
Exactly.
Find something that's broad enough that kind of encompasses more than just one thing, because it's going to limit you down the road.
Right.
And then the other thing is you got to claim that name.
Yes.
So the quickest way to find out if there's a Jen's Home Services, is just do a quick Google search.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
If there is 10,000 Jen's Home Services, then that's probably not a good idea.
Don't choose that one. No. You want to be unique.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to reach beyond your boundaries.
So this is a wonderful thing they've invented called the internet.
Yes.
Which actually answers all your questions.
Wow.
And this wonderful thing called Google.
Mm-hmm.
And you can quickly search and find out your
exactly.
name. So when we decided on Upcycle Canada, right away we went and grabbed the website because
that's
we
right.
didn't want somebody else to grab it. We wanted to claim that space. We got all of our social media sites. Another way to check if your name's been taken, just put it in Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever.
Yeah.
Type it in, see what comes up.
That's right.
You know, that's a very easy way to kind of narrow down the name search.
Exactly.
You do, right.
And once you've gotten to that point where you find and you're comfortable with a name and you see that there's not really anything of that sort, you want to register it then
yeah.
too. So.
So we're registered in Canada, we've
that's
registered
right.
our name.
That's right.
So that no one can kind of swoop in and just take it away from us because we've built up this audience. We've built up our website, our business, our podcast. We're kind of doing all these things to grow community.
Right.
So we want to kind of just shelter that and protect that.
That's
so,
right.
It costs money to do that. But if you're serious, you should really do something concrete that solidifies your name.
And I think for us, like our concern was the fact that we are unique. Our concern was that what if somebody does come and take it, and we've had this years of building this brand and this name and what we do, and for someone else all of a sudden come along and buy out that name from us, and we'd be like, well, but like, sorry,
yeah.
you didn't take that initiative, and you know, you could lose it all. So that was always a big fear for us, because this recycling and upcycling and this type of being eco-friendly, and you know, trying to create our world to be a better place, not throwing so much out in the landfill and reusing things, it's becoming a big thing. And so
yeah,
I, you know, to know that we're sort of just that one step ahead in a sense of the ball rolling, and we're like, oh, like trying to keep ahead of the race, you know, to keep that name. So yeah, that was definitely the smart choice for us to register and get that done.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to hear somebody today confirming what we kind of stumbled into, to be honest.
Yes.
Back in 2014 when we came up with the idea.
That's right.
Right. It'd be nice if there was an expert or a podcast back then that directed us right away.
I know.
But there wasn't one.
No.
So that's, again, another reason why we want to do a podcast. And I'm just thinking of somebody who's thinking of an idea. They're working on a concept. And they don't have any direction right now. They haven't even sold anything yet.
Mm.
But they just have this idea. And one of the first things you need to land on is a name.
Right.
Something that you can get behind, identify with, becomes your brand, becomes your the thing that people know you by. And like I mentioned before, to be at a show or an event and have somebody walk up and say, Upcycle Canada is here.
Exactly.
It's like, you really, wow, it's working.
Yeah.
It's actually worked.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at identifying your name, it's just to think ahead.
Right.
Okay. So today your business is you're an artist and you paint paintings. That's great. You're an artist. You paint paintings. Are you going to be an artist that paints the same type of paintings for the next 40 years? Chances are no. You're going to branch into other things. You're going to try other stuff.
That's right.
So just have a long-term plan for what your business might become, and try to pick a name that doesn't limit you in that sense.
Right.
Right. I think that's a huge thing to understand and to kind of put into practice right away. So like I said, go check out, do a search, check out your name online, check out your ideas online, ask your friends and family.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Pick up your phone and pretend it rang and say your name.
Yeah.
Does it sound funny?
Yeah.
It sound for us when we answer the phone at the store, it's like, I get to say it.
Yeah.
I get to say the words.
Yeah.
Hello, Upcycle Canada. How can I help you? It's just like, well, that feels good.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Good. I guess another thing that's just popping in my mind, too, is when people do the weird spellings of names where they have to actually spell it for you.
because they've changed like the sound. The
they use like a Z instead of an S.
Yeah.
You know, homeworks, and it's W-E-R-K-Z.
Or even like somebody's craft, it's with a K instead of a C, or, you know, or something craft.
So you'll hear the radio commercials for these because they can't say the word without spelling it.
Right.
Right. So they have to spell it out for you. And it's like, really, like every, like it's kind of them spelling their name to you because they named their business incorrectly.
Right.
For radio.
Yeah.
It's become their tagline.
Yeah.
Because they can't use a tagline because they have to spend that time spelling their name to you so that you can search it up online.
Right.
So think about that. If you have some kind of weird little symbol or icon or dash or slash or comma or period or in your name, you actually have to say that. We're Upcycle / Canada dot.
Yeah.
It's like you're having a conniption or something when you're trying to say your name, right? Just pick something simple that people can say.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to help you in the long term.
That's right.
Right.
So for us, like with Upcycle Canada, it's upcycling, which can entail many things on any scale and level when it comes to upcycling, recycling, repurposing.
Like, yeah, and we started making wood products.
Exactly.
Primarily stuff like recycling and upcycling wood, making signs, which is a pretty easy thing to sell at a craft show.
Right.
Making like little small furniture pieces and boxes and crates and all that kind of stuff. Everything out of wood, right?
Yeah.
So if we had at the beginning in 2014 said, okay, let's pick a name, Woodwork in Canada.
Well, then we're only limited
we're only to woodworking.
Woodworkers. Yes, exactly. Right?
Or if we said Woodworking Niagara, because we live in the Niagara region of Ontario.
Yes.
Can we open a Woodworking Niagara in British Columbia?
Probably not. No.
Newfoundland?
No.
Probably not. No. Like it might not have the same kazaa as Niagara.
Right.
Right? So, but if we decided one day to say, hey, Jen, let's open a store in Nunavut.
Right.
And call it Upcycle Canada. Ding.
Yeah.
We're good.
Absolutely.
What about let's open an Upcycle Canada store in Prince Edward Island?
Yeah, we're still in Canada. Why not? Everybody upcycles.
The limits to the first part of our name, upcycling, and the limits to the second part of our name, Canada.
Like, sure, it's just strictly Canadian.
We're not opening an Upcycle Canada store in America.
In Michigan or anywhere in the States or anywhere. It's Canadian.
There's a lot of great upcycling people in the States. We follow them on Instagram. We talk to them all the time.
Upcycle Americans.
there's lots of great people.
Yeah.
Right? So there's plenty of space for us to stay on this side of the border.
That's right.
And do our thing. But at the same time, there's opportunities galore for us to kind of take this wherever we want to go.
Exactly.
If we want to do that. There is a potential.
Yes.
To do something wonderful.
Right.
In the future. And it's all because we didn't paint ourselves into a corner and give ourselves a name that just limited us and put a fence around us and said, this is where you play.
Yeah.
You can't go past this.
No. Yeah.
Right? No, we can go anywhere we want.
Yeah.
And build as much as we want and do as much as we want because our name doesn't limit us.
No.
So we're going right back to the beginning. Pick a name that doesn't limit you in the future.
Exactly.
It might be the best sounding name ever right now, but is it really going to help you or hurt you?
Right. I mean, using your own name, like for me, if it was Jen's Home Improvements, you know, or something, that's fine.
If there is a Jen's Home Improvements out there, this is all free advertising for you, by the way.
No.
You have to send us money.
So, but to use your own name in your business is still can work, but just don't limit yourself to like, you know, Jen's Home Improvements Niagara, like you were saying, or just...
Does your name in some way describe what you do is another thing that's pretty important, I would think. You have Whole Foods.
Mm.
Okay. Wholesome food. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah.
But if you go to a restaurant and it says Nude Foods, N-U-D-E,
yeah.
I don't know if I want to go in there to eat.
Yeah.
It doesn't I don't know what that means.
What's the nude part about it?
Is the food nude?
Is the food nude? Is it like meaning organic?
Is it something completely else? I don't know what's going on in that place. I'm going to go down the street to McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know what that is. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So you have to kind of think about what does your name say to the people that walk up?
Right.
Now, choose a name that kind of suits your business. Choose a name that is easy to say, easy to remember. It flows. It has meaning to you. It's something that you personally can get behind, that you can kind of promote, and you think that your customer would identify with. I think that's really important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a simple, like a name that people, like you said, will remember.
What do you guys do? That's a question that your name is not answering.
Right.
If somebody walks up to you and says, what do you guys do? What's this? John's what? What do you guys do? Right. Your name can help you in so much.
Right.
To kind of take away that first layer of, I don't know what you guys do. Just use a good name that kind of helps bring your customer in.
Exactly.
I think that would really help you a lot.
For the next part of this would be sort of to piggyback from this one, and picking a good name is understanding the brand and looking forward to just why, what are you branding? What is it you're trying to sell? What is it that is about your name and your business, and who are you trying to reach with that?
Yeah. And it's really about just building a community around your brand.
Exactly.
Right. And that can include your name or what you do or whatever.
Right.
Your public persona, whatever people see or what they know of you.
Yes.
That's what part of your brand. So that'll be coming up in the next
one. That'll be great.
So a little bit shorter one today, which is fine.
That's okay.
And but the other thing I would say too, if you're listening and you're coming up with some ideas for your company or your whatever you're working on,
right,
and you want to bounce them off somebody, send them to us.
Absolutely.
We'll look at them with you.
Yeah.
We'll jump on a call with you. Let's talk about these together.
Yeah.
You can always reach us through any of our social media sites. You can reach us through our website, upcyclecanada.ca.
Yeah.
Emails, DMs, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to meet us. If you want to just do over email, whatever you like. We would love to offer just be an extra set of ears and give you a few pointers from our perspective.
Yeah.
And maybe just kind of be a sounding board for you.
That's right.
You can bounce your ideas off of us. So whether that's something that happens with the listeners that listen to our podcast close to when we release it.
Sure.
Or in the future.
Right, exactly.
You know, if this is whatever, a year from now and you're listening to this for the first time, thank you.
Yeah.
And this offer is still there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not charging anything for this. Just reach out to us.
Advice is free.
Yeah, so. We'd love to help you guys. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because there was nobody in 2014 that would offer this to us.
No.
We wouldn't even know where to start.
No.
Right. So we would love to be that person and kind of pay back.
Right.
And be there available to you.
And another reason why we're doing the podcast.
It's exactly why we're doing the podcast.
Exactly. To be able to reach those people that were never, we didn't have opportunity in 2014 to know who to talk to about that. So we're hoping that we can be that person for you. So
if it helps you guys, great.
Absolutely.
If the podcast helps you, great. We're now listed on all the different podcast sites.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
Had a recent listen in Mexico.
Yes.
It's like Mexico, Poland, Philippines. Like
since our intro, we've recorded a few episodes now. We're on five. Yeah. We're on five. And we've got over 30.
In a week.
30 lessons within a week.
Which is spectacular. Because coming into this, we don't even know what good is, because we've never done this before.
No.
Right? So
which is very
one thankful. Listen is like, wow, somebody listened to this. That's great.
And hope you share it. And if you like what you hear and have people you know that could benefit from what we have to say and the stories we've shared with you and the things we've learned, share it with your friends, and we much appreciated all of the support you give.
It's kind of that community.
Absolutely.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
So please don't name your dog Shark.
Especially if you live near the ocean.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
No.
But thanks, guys, for listening.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you in a little bit.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. This is a listener-supported podcast. If you're interested in supporting us, please head over to patreon.com/upcyclecanada and select a monthly tier that works for you. A 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Thank you to Jacob Moon for our instrumental backing track for this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.